公元前1442年。
1444 BC，
摩西带领以色列百姓来到西奈山下。
Moses has brought the Israelites to the bottom of the Mount Sinai.
在除了七次上下西奈山领受神的律法之外。
Aside from going up and down the mountain to receive the laws of God.
也颁布一套全人类使用醉酒的律法。
And also there has been established a set of the oldest set of laws and decrees in human history.
但是它不是人类历史当中最早的律法。
But it is not the most ancient recorded history.
在它之前还有一份的汉谟拉比律法。
Before this, there's another set of Hammurabi.
还有一份的他农律法，他农。
And another set of laws of Tamil.
但是这些律法呢，今天都不再被使用。
However, all these laws are no longer abide by of today.
在他们的民族跟时代当中完全消失。
And within their nation and within their generation has already disappeared.
就成为历史上的一个遗产而已。
So it's merely just an inheritance of something of the past.
而使用最久的而且现存的也就是摩西的律法。
And the laws that has been used the longest and has survived up until today is the laws of Moses.
这些律法之间有什么不一样？
So, when we compare these different laws, what is different?
又有什么地方相同？
And what are similar?
其实我们比较起来就可以发现。
And when we compare, we can see.
摩西律法当中有一些条款跟汉谟拉比的法典呢，有一些是一样的。
We see the laws and decrees of Moses. Some of the decrees are quite similar to the laws of Hammurabi.
因此人类学家就把它认定摩西是取用别人律法过来的。
So then it has been categorized that Moses perhaps copy the other laws to include into his own.
这样的认识是不正确的。
So this kind of understanding is not true.
因为这些律法是从前置时期累积的慢慢下来的。
Because all these laws actually have been compiled from since the beginning.
不但流行在两河之间。
And not only does it exist between the two testaments.
也流行在埃及跟其他地方。
But also it also exists in Egypt and other regions.
但是这些道德规范是神给人类的资产。
And for these laws and decrees is considered a gift and an inheritance that God has given to us.
这里头包括早期神创造的时候所设立的安息日。
And this includes when God has established the Holy Sabbath day.
有两个流域流传下来的十分之一的奉献。
And also it has the tithe.
我个人在跟大家学习这些律法的时候。
And when I'm learning with you and with everybody of these laws.
一样的也从来没有一位问过说为什么亚伯兰要奉献十分之一。
Not one person has come and asked me why did Abraham offer tithe.
它是两个流域流传下来的一种文化。
And this is actually a passing down of culture.
对最崇高者，最崇高者就可以拿出十分之一给他。
And for what is the most honor of the most high, you're willing to give up one tenth of what you have.
我们今天在奉献十分之一。
Today when we're tithing.
我们常常把它当作制度来实施。
We often it seems as if it is of a way of how it should be done very systematically.
是因为我们对十分之一的来源不明白。
And perhaps it's because you don't understand where does this tithing come from.
如果我们知道亚伯兰奉献十分之一，为什么受到麦基洗德那么大的祝福？
And if we understand why when Abraham offered his tithe that he was so pleased by Melchizedek.
我们在十分之一的奉献上就会带着一种非常尊崇非常 啊，这个啊，崇拜这位神这种心理来奉献。
Then we will offer with such an attitude of your heart, with such honor to this God that you're giving to.
而不会把它当作一种制度啊来奉献。
And to not only offer because this is what is done as a command.
那么1442年颁布律法之后。
In 1442, BC, it's after they have set these laws.
也就是你今天拿到这本圣经所写的旧约的开始。
And this is the Bible that you're holding right now, the beginning of the Old Testament.
因为约就是一个条款。
For a testament means is like a decree.
所以有些经文写像我们英文写Bible, 其实这个没有把它的本意表达出来。
And in English, if it just, we call this a Bible, however, it has not fully explained its full meaning.
如果在早期的中文圣经呢，它在封面上是写新旧约全书。
And in the older texts of the Chinese Bible, it says the compile of the New and the Old Testament.
这种表达是最正确的。
And this is the more correct way to explain this.
那么也没有问过旧约从什么时候开始。
And nobody asked me when did Old Testament begin.
没有约就没有开始嘛。
For if there is no testament, no establishment of covenant, then there's no beginning.
所以真正的旧约是从西乃颁布律法开始。
So the beginning of this testament of this covenant was set when at Mount Sinai when the laws had been handed down.
因此这份律法称作摩西的律法。
Therefore, this law is called the law of Moses.
也称作西乃律法。
It's also called law of Sinai.
也称作西乃之约。
And it's also called the covenant of Sinai.
如果他英文里头用大写的写一个约，也是指这个律法。
So when they use the capital letter Testament, then it represents this.
这些名词都不断地出现在先知书当中。
And all these words again appear again and again in the prophet books.
就成为先知文学当中的惯用语，习惯用的用语。
And these are names that is used very frequently.
但是在先知书提到这些约的时候。
However, in the books of the prophets, when they mention about the testaments, most of them have a sound of rebuke. For they have not accomplished the mission and the goal that God has entrusted them for the laws.
不管我们是听一个小时的律法书，或是听60个小时的律法书。
So it does not matter you listen to the books of law for an hour, 60 hours.
我们一定要知道说，这么一个完整神颁布的律法，它到底要建立怎么样的一个民主国家
？And you have to understand this fully in detail, comprised of the laws. How does they use this law to make up this country？
当然，这一部分圣经没有提到说。很简单的像我们 PowerPoint 打出来这么一个三个名词。
So the Bible did not just very simply describe the three titles that as mentioned on the screen.
就因为有这些学者他们去把它整理去把它浓缩才提出这三个看法。
So some scholars have comprised of these information and to summarize them together, and this is their perspective on this.
因此，你看到这三个用词的时候，不要把它当作是沉船到花明的，没有，这是在学界当中被引用的。
So when you see these three phrases, do not think that I invented them, but it's actually used widely.
1442年 BC 以色列百姓。领受这个律法的时候
，In 1442 BC, when the Israelites received these laws,
神呢就把他这个宗旨呢说明出来的。
Then God has entrusted them with this mission and His goal.
也就是我们上个礼拜所看到出埃及记的19章。
And this is what we read last week, which is Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记19章里头呢已经提到神设立这个国家的目的。
And Exodus chapter 19 it explains the purpose of why God has established this nation.
我们可以看一下19章的第四节开始，19章四节。
Chapter 19 verse 4.
那我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。第五节
Verse 5、
啊、你们若实在听从我的话，什么又出来了哈、啊、听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。第六节
Verse 6，
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人、啊啊、在这个地方呢，已经把整个神这个国度要塑造成怎样的一个啊 ，simple 一个模式呢，都讲得很清楚的。
So here in these few verses has already given you a sample of how God would like to establish His kingdom.
他说：“你们要在万民中做属我的子民。”
That you out of all nations will be my people.
因为这个全地都是我的。
For all the whole earth is mine.
我拣选你们来干什么
？Why have I chosen you？
到申命记第六章就告诉他们要侍奉。
And Deuteronomy chapter 6, it tells us it is to serve him.
不是只有某些人侍奉我。
It's not only to serve only for the few.
是所有的 people, 所有的百姓，你都要来侍奉我。
But it's all the people of the nation must serve him.
那么在侍奉上，他就把它分得很清楚了。
And when within the servitude, and it's broken down into detail.
包括百姓的侍奉。
For example, the servitude of the nation.
包括大祭司的侍奉。
The servitude of the high priest.
包括利未人的侍奉。
And the servitude of the Levites.
他就把这三个部分分得很清楚。
And he has divided these three in detail.
那因此今天我们在整个信仰生活当中。
So within our spiritual life.
我们从旧约的宗旨拿到今天的教会来看。
And from the theme of the Old Testament, and we bring it into our church today.
我们也是一样全民侍奉他。
Today it is
整个百姓都侍奉他。
Also the same, the people of all nation, everyone serves.
所以常常在他的这个惯用语当中都会讲一句话。
So within the frequent sayings, it's often mentioned.
我要做你们的神。
I will be your God.
你们要做我的子民。
You will be my people.
然后呢说。我要在你们中间
And I will be among you
这个就是所谓的会幕的三部曲
So this is the three steps of the tabernacle
神的帐幕在人间
For the tabernacle of God is within this world
出埃及记讲了之后
In Exodus after it has said
到启示录又讲一次
It's also mentioned again in Revelation
神的帐幕在人间
For the tabernacle of God, the tent of God is within this world
神的帐幕是在以色列国当中
For in the Old Testament, the tabernacle tent of God is within the Israel nation.
末后的世代，神的帐幕就是我们真耶稣教会。
In the end times, the tabernacle of God is our true Jesus Church.
那因此，我们这个三个部曲绝对不可以忽略的。
So within these three critical steps, we cannot look over.
我要做你们的神。
For I will be your God.
你们要做我的子民。
And you will be my people.
然后我要住在你们中间
And I will dwell among you
这句话呢就是出埃及记十九章所讲的这一段话
So this is spoken here in this passage in Exodus chapter 19
它也贯穿到彼得的书信里头
And it also connects to the letters of Peter
因此呢就形成一种神学上的贯穿思想
So this connection is viewed and recognized by andIn theology studies.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书二章的第九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
他说：“唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。”要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。我们对照这两节经文，对照那个出埃及十九章四节、五节、六节的地方。
So when we compare this verse to the verse in Exodus chapter 19, verse 4 to 6,
你就发现彼得讲的这句话呢，竟然跟前面一样。
Then you would understand that what Peter has spoken here is very much the same as was spoken in chapter 19.
彼得是一个无学的小民，没有学问的老百姓。
Peter was an uneducated man.
他为什么会讲这句话
？And why would he speak of such words?
除非我讲这句话是假设的，除非他也用心读了出埃及记。
unless this is my assumption that he actually read the book of Exodus.
这可能性我觉得比较低一点。
And the possibility of this might be not as real.
但是圣灵感动他的可能性比较高。
But perhaps what I believe is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那么一大堆的这个旧约的律法。
When we see all those books of the laws in the Old Testament,
除非像保罗这种大学者啊,
unless you are a great scholar like Paul,
他是法利赛人啊,
and he was a Pharisee,
啊, 精读五经,
that he has read all of the books,
精读先知书,
he has read all the prophet books,
把整个圣卷这些智慧书都读透了,
that he has read all the scrolls and all the books of wisdom,
也不见得可以找到他要用的这些依据啊。
But perhaps he would still not be able to find this, this thing that Peter has said here.
彼得他提到这个经文。
But however, here Peter, when he mentions this verse,
其实就是来自于出埃及记的十九章。
It's actually drawn from Exodus chapter 19.
因此，从这段经文当中。
Therefore, from this verse,
我们看到整个律法，为什么神要定这么多律法？它宗旨在哪里？
We see the main reason why God has set all these laws and decrees.
这是后人一直在思考的问题。
This is a question that people after constantly ponders upon.
因此就把它归纳成三个方向来看。
And then it's categorized into three directions that we can look for.
第一个呢，就是全国要侍奉他。
First is a nation of servitude.
那么侍奉的工作在旧约的历史当中，我们有一个印象。
And in the Old Testament, we have this image of servitude.
献祭都是大祭司在献祭啊。
For all the sacrifices are only done by the high priest.
都是他在做圣工啊。
Only the high priest and the priest can do the holy work.
如果用一个很简单的口诀跟诸位介绍律法。
And if I give you a very easy slogan for you to help you remember about this law,
我希望这个口诀你把它写在你的笔记簿上面。
And I hope you take the slogan and write it in your notebook. It's very easy.
十条诫命。
Ten commandments.
这我们都很熟的。
We all know very well.
七个节期。
The seven festivals.
我们也都学过了。
And we've all learned of it.
五个献祭。
The five sacrifices.
成人道长老的专业。
And Elder Chen's he knows it very well.
再加上 X 的无限的这些生活指南。
And also the unlimited teachings of what you should abide by in your daily life.
所以我都常常教我们的学生这样背十七五 X。
So I remember I teach my students to go by 10, 7, 5, and Xfinity.
十条诫命在旧约出现在两个地方完整版。
So the Ten Commandments, the full version has been mentioned two times.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
还有申命记的第五章。
Deuteronomy chapter 5.
上个礼拜呢，我一个口误，把它讲到第七章去是不对的，是第五章。
Last week I said it wrong. I said chapter 7, but it's chapter 5.
年纪稍微大一点点而已，就常常讲错了，非常抱歉。
And as I get older, I often speak some things that are wrong.
那主耶稣呢也提到十条诫命。
And even Jesus mentioned the Ten Commandments.
来表示十诫是真理。
To show that it is the truth of these Ten Commandments.
永恒不变的法规。
That forever it is never changing.
七个节期记载在利未记的二十三章。
And the seven festivals are recorded in Leviticus chapter 23.
逾越节开始。
Starting from the Pentecost.
再来无酵节。
The Passover, and then the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
最后的祝棚节。
Until the Festival of the Tents.
所谓的收割节、祝棚节，一大堆的都是这些百姓要遵守的。
And the Festival of Harvest, and so on and so forth. These are all to be followed by the people.
五个献祭。
And the five sacrifices.
在利未记的一章到第五章、第六章。
In Leviticus chapter 1 to chapter 5.
这些呢后来都局部的被收集在生命记当中。
And all these offerings and sacrifices are compiled within the book of Deuteronomy.
再加上很多的生活指南。
And including guidelines for daily living.
它里头有移民法。
Within it has immigration laws.
洁净法。
And laws of sanctification.
这个税制。
And also taxes.
还有环保。
And also recycling.
生态保护。
And also the protection of the natural environment.
有一次我的四哥回到我们家的时候。
One time my fourth brother came to, back home.
因为他也看了我这本导论了。
And he's also read my book.
他说哇，摩西真伟大。
And he says Moses indeed is great.
两三千年前的法规是现代人最流行的一些生活规定。
The laws and decrees that has been set 2,000-3,000 years ago is what is most popular that's followed by people today.
今天一个移民法，每个国家搞得不晓得怎么去做。
And with immigration law, each country has its own and still very confusing.
你要移民到美国来，要住多久，要在这个地方留多久，拿到什么 green card, 拿到什么东西，哇，很多规定。
So if you want to immigrate to the United States, how long you have to live, for how long, and what you must do, and after you get your green card, so on and so forth.
摩西律啊，最简单。
The laws of Moses is very simple.
三代以后才算。
Only after three generations in your account.
移民进来第一代不能当本地本国。
After you immigrated into this land, you cannot be considered the people of the land.
第二代还不行。
And the second generation is also cannot be considered. 因为你们还
有原来的文化。
Because you still have your own culture from where you came from.
第三代你原来民族的话语不会讲了，完蛋了。
The third generation, you already don't know how to speak your native tongue.
你文化已经融进这个国家了。
Because you have been assimilated into the country.
懂得怎么来守节献祭了。
For you already know how to obey the festive and know how to offer.
好，第三代算。
So the third generation that you're accounted for as the people.
又简单啊，而且呢又明确。
It's so easy and clear and concise.
这个是律法特别的地，很特别的地方。
And this is something that is very special about the laws.
因此在全国的侍奉当中。
So within the servitude of the nation.
这些侍奉就是除了崇拜聚会之外奉献还有守节。
So aside from the servitude of obeying Sabbath, obeying the festive and an offering.
这里头包括第一个就是祭司的侍奉。
Also includes the servitude of the high priest.
我们看一下回到它的原点原来的记载。
Let's return back to where it was first recorded.
这是在利未记的第六章那边。
It's in Leviticus chapter 6.
六章八节到十三节。
Leviticus chapter 6, verse 8 to 13.
所以耶和华神呢，晓谕摩西说，你要吩咐亚伦和他的子孙说，燔祭的条例是这样，这样，这样，这样。祭司呢，每天要早晨上面在上面呢烧柴，然后呢献祭在上面烧平安祭这样让这个献祭的工作呢，在坛上呢一直烧着，没有。清洗这个就是祭司要做的工作。
So briefly, it tells you the works that the priest must do, that you must burn the offering and the peace offering and to not, never let it cease.
14节以后到18节。
And chapter, verse 14 to 18.
他就讲素祭献素祭。
It talks about the grain offering.
当然这也是个感恩祭。
Of course, this is an offering of thanksgiving.
到第七章就讲赎钱祭。
And then chapter 7 talks about the guilt offering.
有大罪跟小罪。
That has major and minor sins.
祭司犯罪是大罪。
And if the priest sins, it's a major sin.
全国犯罪是大罪。
And if the whole nation sins, it's a major sin.
所以不要以为祭司是最了不起的。
So do not think that the priest is
犯错,
the most high.
你犯错付出的代价最高的。
But instead, what you must understand is, if you sin, you must pay the highest price.
今天我们传道人呢，不是不会犯错。
Today is not because a preacher will not sin,
你不要认为说,
not do wrong.
传道人呢，都是要怎么做就怎么做不见得。
You don't think that for a preacher, they get to do whatever they want.
今天这些专职人员不愿意接受教会的劝勉。
And if today, these people are not willing to take in the encouragements and the advice of the church.
不要忘记，上面还有一个大老板。
Do not forget that you have a higher authority, your boss above.
其实很多信徒也不会没办法进到传道人的生活圈，比较难。
And a lot of members, they're not able to fully dwell within the lifestyle of a preacher.
我们每个月呢都有一次的传道者灵修会。
Every month we have the spiritual cultivation for the pastors.
那里头呢就笑话一大堆的。
And within these cultivation seminars, there's a lot of jokes that go around.
啊，这些事情呢都不会给信徒知道的。
Within all these things that happen within the seminar, many of the members do not know.
但是在每个月的检讨当中，我们就知道说，哎，哪一个传道或是我呢，又被主耶稣修理了。
But however, within our meetings, and when we think about reflections, and we'll understand which of the pastors or myself have been scolded and rebuked by the Lord.
所以为什么这些传道这么乖，叫你去哪里，你就乖乖去哪里。
So why is that these pastors are so obedient? If I tell you to go there, then they'll go.
都是上面的大老板在修理的。
It's because our boss up there is taking care of business and rebuking us.
排你到哪里灵恩会，排你去什么地方，你不能说 no 的啦，不可以啊。
When you're arranged to go here to conduct spiritual cultivation seminars or go to spiritual convocations, you can't say no.
也不敢说不啊，真的不敢说不，我们都不敢说不的。
Because we dare not say no.
不是我们这么顺服。
It's not because we're so submissive.
都是长期在主耶稣的教育下这样培养出来的。
It's because we're trained under the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要诸位，你要改变传道人的做法。
And therefore, for you to change the ways of how pastors work.
你觉得应该怎么传道者应该怎么做？
And if you think a certain way of how a pastor should go on to do certain things,
最好的方法就是告诉大老板。
The best thing you can do is to report the pastor to the boss.
没有比这更好的方法。
Because there's no better way.
有时候传道人会顾到面子，跟他讲话他不能接受，就跟你 argue 了，就跟争吵了，常常会这种事情的。
And sometimes perhaps the pastors, because they want to save their face, and when you tell them or criticize them, it might lead into an argument.
但是告诉主耶稣。
But however, if you tell Jesus Christ,
是最好的方法。
It's the best way.
所以这些大祭司犯错，你要献的那个祭，要赔的祭呢，是最高额的。
And that's why when the high priest sinned, therefore the offering that they must give is of the most.
出埃及记十九章这里这样讲哦。
However, in Exodus chapter 19, it says,
第六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
出埃及十九章第六节。
Chapter 19, verse 6.
他说，你们要归我做祭司的国度。
You will be for me a kingdom of priests.
哎，这个你们是 all people, 是 whole, 全体的以色列人啊。
So the you that's mentioned here is actually all the people, all the Israelites.
怎么变成这个立位支派的特权，怎么变成亚伦子孙的特权呢？
Then why has it become only the role and the own duty of the people, the tribe of Aaron?
那个全部成为祭司啊，这个制度就没有完成啊。
Because for all to become priests, then it is not complete then.
其实也不可以每个人都当祭司立位人。
As a matter of fact, not everybody can be a priest and be a Levite.
大家都来侍奉着，每天拜神。那么，请问谁来牧养？谁来赚钱？谁来奉献？
And then, if that's the case, everyone is a priest and they serve the Lord. Then, who will be the ones to pastor the sheep or to make money to offer to the church?
所以不要认为说这些专职的圣职人员呢是最崇高的，不对的。
So do not think that these professional works, people that they, as their profession, they work for the Lord full time, that they are of the Most High.
能够当传道的不一定可以当信徒。
For a person to be able to be a preacher not necessarily means that they're able to be a member.
能够当信徒的也不一定要当专职人员。
So ones that are members, not necessarily for you, that you need to be a holy worker of God full time.
因为在每个职位上，每个人上面都有神赋予他的侍奉的方式。
For in different positions and on every different person, there is a mission that's entrusted in them for God's service.
但是为了成全全百姓来侍奉神的这么一个计划。
But to fulfill this plan for the whole nation to serve.
除了祭司利未人是专职的啊献祭人员之外
，and other than the priests and Levites, they are professionally doing this to make offerings.
啊，神也开了一条路。
God has also opened another path.
你就翻开民数记的第六章。
Turn to Numbers chapter 6.
他一开始就提到这位耶和华真神呢，晓谕摩西说：“你啊，去做一件事情，就是拿西尔人的事情。”
And in chapter 6, in the beginning, it says, "The Lord said to Moses, you should go and do something that a Nazarite would do."
哎，对，就是离属归耶和华。
And that is to separate yourself from the world and to return to the Lord.
不一定祭司利未人才可以做这种专职的工作。
So not only a Levi or a priest can do these jobs.
自己可以许愿呢。
You can make a wish.
我要当三个月的祭司。
I want to be a priest for 3 months.
我要当一年的祭司。
I want to be a priest for a year.
甚至我要当啊。五年的祭司
or I want to be a priest for 5 years.
那圣经里头有没有当一辈子的不是立位不是、啊、大祭司、啊、不是祭司立位人、啊啊、他们当一辈子的那些人有没有呢
But are there people in the Bible we're not talking about the Levites or the priests but we're talking about the Nazarite
也是有
There are people that are like that.
我讲一位你们就知道了
So when I speak of one name you'll know
我们问一下也没关系哈、啊，那个啊，回应一下有没有哪一位？啊 ，yes， 嗯，撒母耳先知。
So, Prophet Samuel.
嗯，撒母耳先知他本身不是亚伦的后代。
Because Samuel was not an heir to, Aaron. 嗯，
是他妈妈呢把他献上去的。
It's because his mother had offered him to God.、
嗯、他是住在以法莲的地方。
He lived in the land of Ephraimite.
他虽然是利未人。
Ephraim. And even though he
Levite, 对
He was a Levite,
但不是亚伦的后代
But he was not a descendant of Aaron.
他能够成为啊历史上出名的大祭司
And he was able to become the very well-known high priest.
这个职位呢，他捡到的
This position, you can say, was he got it by luck.、
嗯、如果不是利未家信仰上的啊失败
And if it was not for the people of the people of the Levites, their faith that has gone wrong.
哎，不是以利家，以利家对哈。
Is if it's not for the priest Eli and his family's faith has gone wrong.
就不可能造出一个撒母耳先知。
Then they're not able to have this establishment of Prophet Samuel.
我们常说呢，时代哈会造英雄。
And we say that the times and generations will create heroes.
以利的两个儿子，何弗尼、非尼哈两个儿子信仰不好。
For the two sons of Eli, their faith were not good.
那撒母耳先知正好在那个时间里头来承接这个工作。
And it's at that crucial and critical time that Prophet Samuel was able to do his job.
所以我们今天啊要建立一个怎么样一个属灵的国度。
So today, what kind of spiritual kingdom do we want to establish?
就是每一个人都要来侍奉神。
That all nations must come to serve.
因为呢，啊，神拣选以色列百姓。
Because God has chosen the people of the Israel.
就是要他们啊，全部的百姓啊，全国的百姓呢，都来服侍他。
So that the whole nation may come to serve Him.
啊，我们对服侍的工作不要自我设限在安排表上面。
Do not only limit yourself to your works of servitude to what is arranged on the calendar.
其实呢，我们很多工作都在安排表之外的。
As a matter of fact, there are many different works of servitude and work that you can do aside from the arrangements of the church.
我曾经呢施洗一位年轻人。
There was a time that I baptized this youth.
这个年轻人也是孤单一个他自己来自己去，非常孤单。
And this youth was very much alone and lonely. He would come and go by himself.
那住在乡下呢，也没有读什么书。
And he lived in the countryside, and he was not very well educated.
都是那个 part-time 的工作啊，这边打工，那边打工。
He mainly took up part-time jobs.
那我们教会的时候呢，身体非常不好。
And when he came to our church, he was in bad health.
那我们教会呢，就鼓励他，你来祷告聚会吧。
So the church encouraged him to come to pray and attend services.
但是呢，除了安息来吃饭之外，其他时间都不接受你给他的东西，全部都拒绝。
So aside from eating the love meal at lunch, he is not willing to take up any aid or assistance from anybody.
啊，不过呢，不要以为说他瘦瘦的，还是壮壮的啊，壮壮。但是呢，那个脸相很老啊，哎。
Don't think that then he is very thin, but he still looks quite strong. But you can tell that in his face that he looks like a man of old age.
是二十几年前呢，来我们教会呢，得到圣灵以后来受洗。
And 20 some years ago, when he came to our church and received the Holy Spirit, then he was baptized.
那么在八年前七八年前。
And about 8 years ago,
我调到北部的时候
I was sent up to the northern region.
我碰到这位 弟兄了
And I met up with this brother.
问他你现在在什么地方
And I asked him, where are you now?
他不太喜欢讲
And he didn't really want to talk about it.
他说、我有在聚会
And he says, yes, I'm attending service.
他又消失了
And all of a sudden, he's gone.
后来在四年前
And about 4 years ago,
我又被调到松山教会去
I was sent to Songshan Church.
松山教会现在是700多个信徒
And now in Songshan Church, there's about 700 members.
他就在那个地方
And he was right there.
一天早上买早点的时候，我去买早点，他买早点，碰到，我说你怎么在这个地方
？And one time when I was getting breakfast, and I met him, and I saw him, and I was like, "What are you doing here?"
因为他每天聚的时候坐在后面，我都没有看到。
It's because every day during service, he was sit at the very back, so I don't see him.
所以我完全不了解他后来的信仰怎么样。
So I no longer know about how his faith and spirituality was.
所以我去注目，才半个月，这个弟兄去世。
And after pastoring that church for half a month, then that brother passed away.
才知道他有一个哥哥。
That it was then that I knew that he had a brother.
其他都没有，就是一个哥哥，一个嫂嫂跟他的就是两个这样一个家庭，就这样四个亲戚而已。
That's other than his brother and sister-in-law, and that was it. That was his whole family.
一看就知道非常贫穷的家庭。
And I knew that.
怎么这么穷的？
From first glance, that he came from a very, very poor family.
我们就帮他办丧礼了。
So when we had helped him put together a funeral,
那松山教会的蔡长老啊，他就指定请那个苏立英传道来跟他做故人烈历，介绍他。
And when the elder Tai at Songshan Church had asked Elder Su to give his brief summary of his life.
那是我们早期的学长啊，我们的传道啊，女传道。
And she was an elder, and she used to be our elderly a sister that's also study theology with us.
我才知道说这个弟兄到北部来之后。
It was then that I realized that this brother, when he came up to the northern regions of Taiwan,
大概有十多年的时间一直在松山。
That there's about tens of years that he was in Songshan Church.
每次聚会，第一个开会堂的门就是他。
And in every single time when he the first person that would open the chapel doors was him.
他什么都不会做。
He didn't know how to do anything.
他每天就是去打工。
Every day, all he knew what to do was go to his part-time jobs.
后来又中风了。
Later on, he had gotten a seizure.
冬天的时候穿的衣服是很短哦，所以你就穿那么短。
And in the winter times, I would see that he would be dressed in short sleeves, and I said, "Why are you wearing such short clothing?"
让整个教会对他最怀念的是，每天来聚会的时候，门已经打开了。
But what made the whole church remember him the most was that every single time when we come to church, the doors were reopened.
他的名字从来不出现在安排表之内。
And his name was never arranged on the calendars to do things.
所以你今天看得到的传道人好像很风光啊。
So when you see a pastor today it might be seen as if it's such a job of glory.
但其实我们很多的弟兄姐妹啊，都是在默默的侍奉神。
But what we must understand that there are many brothers and sisters are working for the Lord in secret.
那么第二个，这个律法，整个律法要培养出一个什么样的国家？
So with this law, what kind of nation must it tender?
就是全民圣洁。
Is a nation of holy people.
我们看一节经文。
Let's look at a verse.
利未记的十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记十一章的四十四节。
Leviticus chapter 11 verse 44.
每次读到这些经文呢，我们都会觉得很自责。
And each time when I read this verse, I rebuke myself.
我们的心思意念，我们的行为在神面前能不能达到这个标准呢？
And our thoughts and our minds and our action, can we reach the standard?
44节开始这样说。
Verse 44 begins
like so. 我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们也不可在地上的爬物污秽自己。45节。
45.
我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华。要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。这一节经文呢，有它一个很特殊的地位。
So these two verses had this very special standpoint.
我曾经讲过一两次马索拉的经文，马索拉的圣经。
And I mentioned briefly a couple of times the Bible of Masora.
这个希伯来这本原典，它每一个字都有编四角号码，编四个号码。
And with this text in Hebrew, and each verse has four numbers.
每一个字都有，每一个字都有。
For each word, there is four listings.
我记得我们当兵的时候呢，有时候我们的同事会接到电报哎呀阿嬷生病很严重，赶快回去吧，就可以请假。
And sometimes I remember when I was in the army, and we would get telegrams that says, "Oh, grandma is sick and urgent, come home."
那种电报是第一次世界大战以后发明的，哈哈哈，大字的。
So that kind of telegram was invented after the First World War.
所以每个字就一个每个号码就一个字。
For every single number, there is a word.
你有机会拿到马索的圣经文的时候。
So if you have a chance to read the Bible, the Nazareth scripture,
有一些工具书，它上面就会把它的号码写在右脚上。
So with these these reference books, then they will write the numbers on the top right corner.
那么他们这一本马索拉经文。
So the Bible.
马索拉的马索拉的圣经。
So the Bible of Masora.
他们不讲圣经的。
They don't call it a Bible.
他们是妥拉律法先知书跟圣卷
They call
神圣的经典
it the Torah and the books of the prophets and the holy scriptures.
他们不用圣经这句话的。
They don't use the word Bible.
他说我的经典就是这三部分呢。
Because they say it comprises of these three different books.
那么妥拉是第一个单元。
And the Torah is the first part.
按照字数经文去算。
According to the numbers and within the scripture,
他们竟然发现我们刚所读的这一段经文，就是妥拉的最中间的地方。
They realized that after they've counted all the numbers of the words in the book, then they found that these chapter verse 44 and 45 is in the center of the whole Torah.
那这些拉比又要来发挥他的智慧了，来显示一下聪明了。
And now the rabbis want to show how full of wisdom they are.
反正犹太人就是这么聪明了。
So all I can say is the Jews indeed are very knowledgeable.
他说：“哎呦，这一段圣经会放在妥拉的最中间呐。”
And they say this two verses that's mentioned here is placed in the center of the Torah.
原来整个律法的中心点就是要叫我们圣洁。
Then the whole main theme and the center point of law is to tell us to be holy.
很难呐，你看律法书里面很难呐。
Indeed, it's very difficult when we read the laws.
它的圣洁包括什么？
What does holiness include?
第一个
First,
在饮食上圣洁。
To be holy in your in the food you partake.
所以犹太人的饮食是非常严格的。
So we know that the food that the Jewish people partake is very strict.
1993年的时候。
In 1993.
那时候在神学院当教务主任。
And when I was.
在神学院啊，教务主任啊，的确啊，就是。
I was.
的确，这是主任就对了啦哈，那因为呢，跟神学院办了一个圣地的旅游。
At that time, the theological school, we had an outing.
当时呢，要在台湾要去以色列国是很不容易的。
And the outing at that time was to go to Israel, and for this Taiwan to go to Israel, people there is very difficult.
那洪长老很积极的来做这件事情，洪德敏长老。
And Elder Hong, was very zealously pushing this. 他
竟然办出来的啊，办出来的。
And as a matter of fact, it did happen.
那老板说，你们这个都是将来的传道人，都跟你们 discount 50%。只剩一半啊，价格啊。
And the owner of the travel agency said, and since all of you will be the future pastors, then I'll give all of you half price as a discount.
他竟然认识了以色列国在台办事处的那个外交官。
And that travel agency owner actually knew the Israel embassy that was in Taiwan, the people within.
所以他到中部演讲的时候啊。
So when he came to the middle region of Taiwan.
有将近十几个单位邀请他到他们单位去演讲。
There's
十几个单位。
So about 10 different organizations asked him to give lectures and speeches there.
西罗有一个女子神学院。西罗
In Shiloh, there is a woman theological school.
台中最出名的中台神学院。
And the most well-known in theological school in Taizong.
圣教会中部总部。
And the Church of the Saints, in its headquarters is also in the middle region of Taiwan.
中部区第一间的基督教长老会。
The first Presbyterian church in the Middle East region of Taiwan.
很多单位邀请。
So many different organizations wanted to invite him.
派他们的这些工作人员去一个一个去看呢。
So they sent their holy workers to go to take a look.
我记得他们的工作人员一进到我们真耶稣教会的时候。
I remember when their holy workers came to our True Jesus Church.
一直看我们的会堂啊。
They kept on looking at our chapel.
那当时已经去世的一位执事那位执事就跟他说明了。
So there was a
deacon.
Deacon Chu at that time explained to them.
他问他三件事情。
They asked him. He asked them three things.
你们的会堂怎么没有耶稣像？
They asked Deacon Chu, "How come you don't have a sculpture of Jesus?"
我们说我们不放人像的。
And the Deacon Chu replied, "We don't have any images of anybody."
那个耶稣像我们不接受的。
So we do not accept images of Jesus.
哦，太赞 ，wonderful, wonderful， 非常好，非常好。
So he kept on saying wonderful.
第二个他问我们什么时候聚会。
And second, he asked, when do we have service?
要排在什么时间演讲？
And what time should we arrange him to give this lecture?
我们说我们要排在星期日。
We said we want to arrange it on Sunday.
那很奇怪，你们星期日不是要做崇拜聚会吗？
And he asked us, don't you need to have your services on Sunday?
我说不对，我们跟你们一样是守安息日的。
And we said, no, 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 we actually obey the Sabbath.
我印象很深，他笑得很大声，哇，笑得很大声，怎么跟我们一样呢？
I remember this very vividly. He was laughing out loud and said, why is it the same just as us?
所以他选我们总会做他演讲地点。
So he chose our, the IA, location to be the place where he will give his lecture.
就传真给他们。
So when we fax out the information,
当时大概有大概有一百多人来参加中区有一百多人外教会的来参加。
At that time, there were about 100 plus people there from other religious denominations that came.
全部都是我们总会接待。
And all of it was received and taken care of by our GA in Taiwan.
我们就通知他们在我们那边用中餐。
And we had advised them and let them know that they are welcome to have lunch at our church.
就注明真耶稣教饮食的规定。
So we stated the dietary orders of the True Jesus Church members.
我们今天的餐呢，第一个没有猪肉。
So the first thing we don't have in our meal is pork.
第二个，全部都放血的。
Secondly, then all the animals that we're eating, the blood has been let out.
第三个，我们会准备纸盘子。
Thirdly, we will prepare paper plates and cups.
所以那一天来的时候，他们是两部车子来，有七个人来。
And at that time, there was when they came for the seminar, there were seven of them that came in two cars.
他们真的非常高兴啊！
They were really happy.
他跟我们讲说，我们为什么这么体谅他们呢、啊？
They asked us, why do you concern and take care of our needs so much?
当时他们的代表呢，就是 Mr. Mao， 这是马奥先生哈。
Mao. And at that time, the representative was Mr. Mao.
他就很奇怪呀、啊。
And he was very puzzled.
竟然在台湾也会碰到这种信仰跟他们完全一样的。
That in Taiwan, they're able to find a place where their religion is very much same as theirs.
他说你们的教会可以挂我们犹太会堂的啦。
And they said that your church can hang up and call it a synagogue.
就但放心啊，放心吃这些东西啊。
Because they feel so safe and secure to eat the food that we have provided them.
所以说的圣洁的要求。
And this is the orders for you to be holy.
饮食方面的。
Either in their dietary needs.
所以你看我们今天教会，我们有一些规定。
Just like our church, we have certain rules.
绝对不抽烟。
We do not smoke.
你在酒方面要很节制。
And to be really full of self-control when you partake wine.
拜过东西我们不吃。
We don't eat food that has been worshipped to idols.
这不是一个文化。
This is not just a culture.
一直延续到新约的规定。
Because it's actually something that has been continued on to the New Testament.
我们不一定懂得它的真正的意义在哪里。
We might not fully understand the reason behind these.
但是绝对对我们的健康，对我们的信仰有很大的帮助。
But for sure, I will tell you, it will edify us greatly and help us greatly either in our faith or also in our daily living.
全民圣洁包括金钱问题。
A holy nation also includes money.
法规里头规定绝对不可以去偷，绝对不可以去抢。
Within the laws and decree, it mentions we cannot steal and we cannot take from others.
今天我们在整个信仰生活当中呢，不是我们会背多少经文呢？
And today in our spiritual and daily living of this faith, it's not how many verses can we remember of the Bible.
而是我们应该做到属于我的我拿，不属于我的绝对不拿。
But rather, our perspective should be, what is mine, I can take. What is not mine, I should not touch.
人有一个本性啊。
Men have this nature, human nature.
伸手牌的，你们听懂啊？伸手的啊，跟着要的啊，越多越好啊，给我，给我。
Forever, your hand can hold on to that is free, you are willing to take.
但是信仰教导我们。
But however, the Bible and this faith teaches us
不属于我们的绝对不拿。
What is not of ours, we should not take.
该付的代价要付出去。
For the price that you must pay to get whatever you have, you must pay.
所以基督教文化的国家这一方面反而做得比较好。
So within a Christian West living denomination that we are in today, this is done quite correctly.
但这个好不表示绝对的。
But however, this is not absolute correctness.
难免这些国家的一些官员，他们就不诚实。
And in South America, they're not as they don't do things as.
不是 America， 是一般的国家。对。
So in rest of the world and other countries, it is not done like so.
欧洲很多国家是这样的。
Same as in Europe and different countries.
但是我们教的精神就是圣洁。
However, the spirit and also that what our church believes is to be holy.
夫妻的关系也是绝对圣洁。
Same goes for the relationship between a husband and a wife is holy.
乐园开始它是一夫一妻制度的。
From the beginning of the Garden of Eden, it has been established one husband, one wife.
可是它衍生出一个一夫多妻制出来。
However, it then has progressed to one husband and many wives.
这都不是一个很完整的一个律法。
This is not a very complete kind of law.
一直到来到马拉基书的时候。
Until the time of the book of Malachi.
所以马拉基书它在神学上的价值地位在哪里
？So where is the standpoint of this value of Book of Malachi in theology？
他讲四件重点。
It talks about four main points、嗯。
选民的崇拜。
The worship of the chosen people、啊。
祭司的献祭。
The、offering sacrifices of priests。
第四个是十分之一的奉献。
Fourth is tithe、
啊。第三个是婚姻的生活。
Third is the life of marriage、
啊。所以从两约之间开始。
From within, therefore, within these two testaments,
他们就回复到整个犹太民族回复到一个很正确的家庭观念，就是一夫一妻制度。
It returns back to the beginning of the core belief of the Jewish nation, and that is one husband, one wife.
所以无论是多妻时代，无论是一妻制度
，So it does not matter either during the time where a man can take up many wives.
这句话对他们很重要，你们都要圣洁。
This verse is very important to them that you all need to be holy.
包括环境上的圣干净
Either being holy and pure in the environment.
饮食上的干净
Or in the food they partake.
灵性上的干净
In their spirituality.
我们都要不断的去努力追求，很难啊，但是要追求
We need to continue to strive for this, but it's even though it's very difficult.
第三个
Thirdly.
全地安息。
A land of rest.
安息这个字西班牙说 nuah, R-U-T-H, nuah, 这个字呢它有三个意义。
So this word nuah, this, in Hebrew, this rest, it has three different meanings.
第一个就是休息。
First is to rest physically.
地跟人都要休息。
Either physically, your body, or the land.
第二个是 silent, 安静。
Second is being silent.
就是在这么一个安息的时间里头，你要很安静。
That during this period of rest, you must be silent.
第三个安灵，
third is to rest your heart.
这就是我们要去追求的一个安息。
So this is a rest that we must pursue after.
所以有时候跟那个护士开玩笑说：“哎呀，我们真是叫信徒星期六不得安息呀。”
So sometimes I joke with the church board members. I say, for the TJC members on Sabbath, they really for sure cannot rest.
从早上一直忙忙忙忙忙到晚上。
They're so busy from day till night.
回到家里头好累哦，躺下去睡大觉。
After they return home, they're so tired, they just fall asleep on their bed.
没有错，我们都在做礼拜。
It's true that we are obeying the Sabbath.
但是有时候我们就把很多工作排在这个星期六。
But however, we also arrange many of the works to be done on Sabbath.
这也是我们要努力的一个方向。
And this is something that we need to strive to change.
他们从星期五晚上全部都不煮饭的。
And for the Jews, from Friday evening, they don't do anything, not including cooking.
你今天到以色列国去也是一样啊。
Today, when you go to Israel, it's the same.
每天就看太阳几点几分下山，几点几分几秒，每天都写啊，写在他们的 calendar 上面啊。
Every day, they will record down on the calendar when does the sun set,
what
hour, what minute.
每天差几秒都写出来哦。
And actually, to the point of second.
四点。33:22.
Either 10:22, and then down to the second.
在这个之前
before this.
这个妈妈呢，赶快啊，开灯啊，开灯啊，点蜡烛啊，点蜡烛啊。
Everybody is very busy. They're trying to turn on their lights and light the candles.
在这个之前，爸爸呢要开车去把小孩带回来不读书了带回来洗澡换衣服换得很漂亮啊。
And before this, the father might go out to get all their kids back home to have taken their showers and change to a very formal attire.
那个妈妈呢已经他们餐厅很大我很羡慕他们的餐厅都比这个我们前面这个还大长长的一个桌子上面都面包蔬菜什么都放在上面的。
And their dining rooms are very big. It's even bigger than this front area of the church. And on that table has been prepared all the bread and the vegetables and everything.
那如果 身体不好或老人家要吃 热的东西，他们不能生活啊，要吃热怎么办呢？
Then what happens if you are an elderly person or people who are physically unhealthy and they need to eat something hot and they cannot turn on any fire?
每个社区里头都有公用的厨房，自己有之外还有一个公用的厨房。
And each community there is a communal kitchen.
所以星期五安息之前就烧了，烧炭火了，就烧好了放在那边了。
So Friday night before Sabbath, then the fire will be started in that kitchen.
可以拿着盘子去那边热一热再回来。
You're able to take your plate of food and to take it to that fire to heat it and then come home.
所以不要以为说安息都是吃冷的，也是有热汤。
So don't think that on Sabbath they only eat cool things. There's also some things that are hot.
小朋友最高兴了。
The kids are happiest.
星期六老师不能出 homework.
Because on Sabbath, the teachers cannot give out homework.
整天都在玩。
The whole day, all they do is play.
每个男男女女都是穿得非常漂亮。
And every single one of the people all dress very nicely.
为什么要这样呢？
Why is it so?
这个神给我们的恩典啊。
Because they feel this is a grace
given by God. 我们要把最美的一面拿到我们的新郎哥哥来崇拜神了，他们的会堂崇拜神了。
Because they want to bring the most beautiful form of their self to worship God in their synagogue.
所以我都鼓励我注目的信徒，我教会呢说，星期五、星期六，请穿最漂亮的来教会。
So that's why I would tell my local churches, the people in it, to wear your most formal and nicest attire to church on Friday and also Sabbath.
那个真的比过年还漂亮啊。
And indeed, it's true. It's even nicer than what they wear on New Year's.
女孩子打扮得很漂亮，戴个帽子，那个帽子千变万化，什么都有，很可爱啊。
And the ladies would dress very nicely and have put on different kinds of hats.
男孩子呢，穿这个十八世纪那种传统的西装啊，燕尾服啊，戴个高帽子就跑到教会来。
And the men, they would dress in very formal 18th century tuxedos and also with a top hat.
上会堂很好笑啊。
And during their service is
都用走路的
very interesting, is that they would only walk to their
synagogue. 而且固定的模式，都一样的形式啊。
And it's the same routines.
爷爷奶奶在一起牵着手，这样坐前面，走在最前面。
And is the grandparents holding hands and walk in the very front?
然后小孩呢，他们都希望鼓励生产呢，五个、六个、七个、八个，好像那个母鸭带小孩，呱啦呱啦呱啦，就跟着后面这样在走啊。
And you can see the kids following behind them, just like all the ducks are in a row, and they're following their mothers.
都穿那个礼服啊，很漂亮啊。
They would be dressed and very elegant attire.
最后面是老爸跟老妈。
And lastly, at the end, would be the parents of the children.
好啦，不要玩了，赶快走吧。我们做礼拜在后面赶了，赶鸭子就赶了，这样一组一组这样在走啊。
And the parents would be telling the kids to keep walking, stop playing, and in this method, they would go to obey their Sabbath.
犹太人的律法犹太人的安息是律法的。
For the Jews, their Sabbath is part of the law.
我们是恩典的。
For us, it's of grace.
但是不要把恩典呢越界了。
So do not pass this boundary of where the law and grace is.
肉体休息。
To rest yourself physically.
内心安宁。
And to have this peace in your heart.
人际之间和平。
And to also have peace among the people.
这个就是安息日真正的意义。
So this is the true spirit and significance of Sabbath.
有一位张牧师他曾这样讲。
There was a pastor once said this.
他跟我们教会接触之后
This pastor is from another church, and after he has encounter with our church,
这个人很客气呀。
And he was very humble.
他说你们这所教会很可爱呀。
He said TJ's church is indeed very adorable.
圣经怎么写，你们就怎么熟啊。
You follow according as how the Bible teaches.
他说像安息日。
Just like Sabbath.
因为他是外教会的，是守星期日的。
Because in other churches they obey on Sunday worship.
他讲话很客气。
And he was very nice in his way of telling us.
可是经过十几年又接触了。
And after about 10 years we met up again.
有一个星期五下午。
one Friday afternoon.
他竟然跟我讲啊。
He actually told me this.
他说陈传道，我今天下午要提早回家。
Pastor Chen, I need to go home earlier today.
我也在守安息日。
Because I myself am obeying the Sabbath.
啊，这个他在台湾是不敢这样做的啊。
Of course, when he was in Taiwan, he would not dare do so.
他自己有一个华人教会。
Because he himself, he is in charge of the church.
要求信徒守安息日。
Because he has tell all his people to obey the Sabbath.
他讲一句话。
Because he has told them this.
他说，安息日绝对是以色列国复国建国的绝对条件。
He says it is a critical and the crucial point of the revival of the Israel nation is to obey the Sabbath.
这个国家是因为守安息日得到神祝福。
And this country is therefore blessed by God because they obey the Sabbath.
我们从这一席话当中。
And from what is said here,
我们真的可以从外人的口中来了解说。我们真耶稣教的珍贵啊，珍贵。
Then from other people's word of mouth, we can understand how precious True Jesus Church is.
我们没有所谓的神学家来研究圣经啊。
We don't have theologists to study the Bible for us.
有时候我们都觉得说，我们这传道人呢，还是很粗糙啊，学的都是这么少，这么一点点东西。
We feel like the pastors of our church, they're not of such high
educated. 可是为什么我们懂得这些真理
？But however, why do we understand of these spiritual teachings?
圣灵来带领我们。
It's because of the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
律法的宗旨在哪里
？What is the center and the mission, the goal of law?
上面所讲这三点。
It is the three points that's mentioned on the slide.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us all.
学律法也要走律法的路。
To learn the law and also to walk on the path of law.
我们还是在唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
236首。
236.